This is episode 1974 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you as you continue to explore your chakras this week. You could consider your chakras as an inner wisdom to guide you as you go through life. Chakras harbor your emotional experiences that you've experienced throughout your whole life. And as you explore your chakras, keep in mind that chakras are not something foreign within you. Chakras are you. So you are exploring yourself at a deeper level this week. So far, you've explored four chakras. Today is your fifth chakra. Your fifth chakra is located at your throat. This represents your neck, your voice, and how you express yourself and how the world perceives you. It's about living your truth, living authentically, removing the mask you may wear, and allowing others to see who you really are. The color of this chakra is blue. It's the color of trust. The element is ether. The literary definition of ether is the clear sky, the upper regions of air beyond the clouds. The fifth chakra is about tapping into the higher qualities of who you are, because those are the qualities that represent you at your finest. And I'm sharing with you some of the more fun and esoteric details of the chakras. And that would be the Vedic astrological sign of your fifth chakra is Gemini and Virgo. The metal is Mercury. The gemstone is emerald. The sound of this chakra is wind in the trees. Some people describe the inner sound of the fifth chakra as rushing water. Are you listening to the sound of each of your chakras? It's a lot of fun to do this. And it can make your meditation ritual so much more dynamic when you consider your chakras when you sit down to meditate. So the Vishuddha cervical center, fifth chakra, at your throat and neck. The positive quality of your fifth chakra is an expansive, deeply calm silence. The harmful or negative quality is the opposite. It's where you feel restless or bored or spacey or mercurial, or when you have more worldly longings. I'm sharing the chakra descriptions with you this week from the book by Savitri Simpson called Chakras for Starters: Unlock the Hidden Doors to Peace and Well-Being. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, focus, as always, where it all begins, at your first chakra. how you feel grounded without feeling too stubborn or stuck in your ways, moving up to your second chakra with the element of water, going with life's flow, being open to new ideas and new opportunities, but not being wishy-washy or following a path that doesn't really represent who you are, by staying true to your inner passion, moving up to your third chakra. Your zest for life will guide you to pursue opportunities and to stay grounded in the qualities that represent who you truly are. Moving up from your third chakra at your abdominal area to your heart. And this is where you let go of the qualities that are more egocentric, having to do with just specifically you. And you begin to feel more love, compassion, and gratitude as you share yourself with the world, feeling more interconnected. And as you move up from this fourth chakra at your heart into your fifth chakra at your throat and neck today, focus on your true self, letting go of the mask and becoming authentically who you are. And as you consider your truest, finest qualities, think about how others perceive you. As you pursue your symbolism quest this week for your fifth chakra, you might include aspects of yourself, something symbolic that represents who you truly are. It could even be a photo of you when you were younger and you felt uninhibited. Focus now on your authentic self. If you'd like the full half hour guided chakra meditations, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. There, you can try the app for 2 weeks, free access to the full app of half hour guided meditations, as well as a journal and a slowdown guide that goes along with each week's series. You are so worth it.